Hi, my name is Sammy, and I'm a little boy from Galilee, and some of you have met me before, and there's some of you that I haven't met yet, so I'm a little nervous today. Forgive me for my nervousness, but Pastor Bear asked me to come and share a story from what had happened kind of in my life here from when I was a boy, and that was just yesterday that I was a boy, and today I'm growing up because I want to be 7 and a half now. And you're not just 7 when you're a boy, you're 7 and a half. I don't care if your birthday was yesterday, you're now 7 and a half. You got to remember that, okay? And I want to tell you about an exciting year because we've had an exciting year in Galilee this year. There were some things that's been happening, and you need to know about these things. Okay, you got to understand what's happening because it's really changed our lives a lot. And there's some things that I just got to tell you. You know, we're Jewish, and my family's a little bit... We're a little crazy because my mom, she was a Maccabee. How many of you guys know who the Maccabees are, right? Those guys are crazy. You think you got some crazy uncles? I got some crazy uncles, okay? So my mom, she's a Maccabee, and my dad's, I don't even want to mention their name because it's too embarrassing. They're kind of more pacifist side. That we just need to get along. And that's important because you got to understand we're under Roman rule right now, the Jews are, and that's not cool when you're a Jew, okay? That's not good. And we're under this Roman rule. And this guy by the name of Caesar Augustus, not Caesar Salad, Caesar Augustus, he made us all come together and he wants us to pay taxes. Do you think it's easy for Jews to pay taxes? Do you think it's easy for Jews to pay taxes to somebody they don't like? No, not good. And then to add insult to injury, it's like, and by the way, Caesar said, I want you all to come together so I can number you, so I can see how many of you all there are. Whoa, that means a big family reunion, right? And I live in this little town of Bethlehem. My mom and dad, they never left, but my mom, like I said, she's a Maccabees, and my dad's are kind of the pacifists, and the Maccabees are, everybody to their sword, kill everyone, right? And the pacifists are, no, let's just all get along, and they're coming together? Oh, you guys are nervous about your Christmas. Let me tell you, this was not going to be a good scenario, and this is where we were. And so my mom and dad, they were sitting there talking, I said, what are we going to do? Big Ben's coming to town. Big Ben ain't going to get along with this side, and that side ain't going to get along with this side, and what are we going to do? And my mom and dad were sitting there talking, and then dad said, maybe here's what we should do. I got an idea. I think with all these people coming to town, we need some extra help with the sheep, right? Yes. Maybe we could send half the family to watch the sheep, and then the other half can be here. That would be a good idea. I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea. That way we don't have... Well, if the census is taken on Monday and the family gets together on Tuesday, the census will be short, and that would be bad because we killed each other off. So let's get rid of half the family. That'd be a good idea. So that's what we decided to do, to get rid of half the family. And I wanted to go with Big Ben. Big Ben's really cool. He has this huge beard, and he's really a big guy. And I thought, I can hang out with Big Ben for Christmas. That'd be awesome. So we went up to the hills. Up there in the hills. But what I didn't think about as a little boy, and you guys are smarter than me and you know this, but we didn't have forecasters back then, right, to tell the weather. You guys have forecasters, right? You know what the weather's going to be. We didn't have forecasters. But there's this thing that happens every single day that I didn't think about. I got kind of carried away because I was going to go with Big Ben. And there was 100% chance of dark. I didn't think about that. It was going to get dark. Have you ever camped outside in the dark? I didn't have a teddy bear either. All I had was sheep. But we got up there and it was starting to get dark. And I got to be honest with you, I was getting a little bit nervous. You could hear the sheep around there. And during the day, it was fun during the day because there was always sheep you could chase and bring back. And if the sheep were being good, you could hit them with a slingshot and then chase them again, right? There was always something to do. But at dark, there's nothing to do. But think about the dark. And what's in the dark, right? Because it's not the dark that scares you. It's what could be in the dark that scares you. And I was sitting there all scared. And then I saw Big Ben just sitting there. And he was talking to one of my other uncles. And I thought, I'm going to sit by Big Ben. Now let me tell you. You know that you're scared when you're willing to sit super close to somebody who's never seen deodorant. Who doesn't know what it is. I was that scared. And so you're sitting, you're kind of breathing through your mouth a little bit because you want to live to see 8. But that was the best alternative I had. So I'm snuggled in close to Big Ben. And he was warm, a little ripe, but warm, okay? And so I snuggled in next to him. And pretty soon, I'm getting kind of warm and fuzzy, and his beard is kind of wrapped around it. It wasn't bad. It was warm, all right? Don't get freaked out. And I kind of fell asleep on him, right? You ever do that? You ever fall asleep on somebody when you're a little kid? Yeah, Pastor Barrow told me this story once when he was 5. I don't think he wants you to know this. I'm going to tell you anyway. All right, don't tell him. When he was 5, he used to get sit in this lady's lap in church, Sunday night church. Her name was Ethel. She had a big bun of hair right up here, right? And the needles poked through it, and you hope it's poked through the hair, not through the head. Anyway, she was really tough. But she would hold him during church and scratch his back, and he would sleep. And his parents never found out, so don't tell them. Anyway, that's the way it was at Big Ben. I was sitting next to Big Ben, and he just kind of rubbed my back a little bit. Man, I zonked out. And then there we were in the dark. And yeah, there was a little campfire going. But suddenly I woke up because there was this huge light in the sky, this bright light. And Big Ben jumped, and I, of course, jumped, because if it makes Big Ben jump, you know it's got to be bad, right? But there's nowhere to run. There's nothing you can do. And so I was there. I was all terrified. And then this voice calls out, "Don't be afraid," as if that helps. Seriously. Come on, right? You have somebody break in your house, and I don't be scared. Uh-huh, thank you. I feel much better. That's the way that felt. I didn't feel much better. And Big Ben, he was a little bit nervous too, and all my other uncles, they were all nervous because these angels, this guy showed up and he said, "Don't be afraid, I got good news for you. I bring you good news. You see, today they've been born a Savior. This little boy has been born in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And we're looking at each other, wait a minute, the Messiah? The Messiah, that's who this is? And that's big for us, because it didn't matter if you were a Maccabee or if you were on the other side. All of us were waiting for the Messiah. We were all excited about the Messiah. And the Messiah had come. And so there we were in this field, and then suddenly, with this one angel, there's a whole bunch of angels. I counted the 5, 10 times before I lost track. There was a whole bunch of them, and they were all singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men." And then they were gone. Well, when you're a little boy, 7 and a half, that's pretty incredible. And my uncles were standing there, and they were thinking, "Oh my goodness gracious, can you believe it?" I remember reaching up and I tugged on Big Ben's beard. So he looked down on me. He won't look down on me. I grabbed his beard and pulled hard. And he looked, "What? Let's go see the baby. I want to go see the baby. What? I want to go see the Messiah." "Well, that's a good idea. Let's go see the Messiah." So that's what we went. We all went to town to Bethlehem. Bethlehem was right down there. You could follow the lights and go down in there. And we went down to Bethlehem, and we got there, and there's this little manger, and there was this baby lying in a stable. This little pile of hay, and there was this Mary and Joseph, baby's parents. And of course, you know, you gotta give them a little bit of credit, because here we come barging right in on them, right? And that would have, as uncomfortable as it was for us to have the angels come, can you imagine what it was like for them? Because again, let me tell you, being scared doesn't make you feel better or smell better sometimes, right? Enough said. All right, moving on. We just came barging into this stable, and there they were, the little baby. They're like, "Where did you guys come from?" And we're like, "Where'd you come from?" Right? We didn't know where anybody came from. And we're telling the story. I said, "Well, the angels came to us. And they told us about this. And we were super excited to see this baby. And that's why we're here. And how did you get here?" I said, "Well, that's kind of a funny story." I said, Well, we got all night. Tell the story. What happened?" We're all taking turns holding the baby. It was really kind of cool. Mary was pretty patient. I gotta tell you. She was pretty patient. But she told this story. She said, "Well," she said, "there was a time not too long ago when I was at my home and an angel showed up. And this angel said to me, he said, 'Mary, Mary, blessed Mary, you're going to have a baby.'" And Mary's like, "How is this even possible?" She said, "I told the angel that I didn't know how this was even possible because I wasn't married. I'd never been with a man. How is this going to work out?" And the angel said to me, he said, "Well, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. And the power of the Most High is going to come upon you. And you're going to become pregnant. You're going to have a baby." Mary's like, well, this is kind of exciting, right? But at the same time, it's kind of nerve-wracking because there was this little glitch in the problem here in this thing that maybe the angel didn't think about because I was like engaged. And when you're engaged and you show up pregnant, they can kill you. That's not cool. Well, Joseph picked up. He's like, yeah. He said, that's true. But here's the thing. Joseph said, I was thinking about this too. And Joseph, he was pretty cool about it. He said, you know, I'm wondering what to do. He said, I really loved Mary. I didn't want Mary to get hurt in this. I didn't want Mary to have to go through the trial and to be stoned because that was the law. Joseph said, I was thinking about putting her away kind of quietly, just kind of secretly doing that. And then one night while I was laying in my bed there, an angel came to me in a dream and said, Joseph, don't be scared. Don't be scared. This baby she has, he's the Messiah. His name is Jesus. He's going to take away the sins of the world. And Joseph said, whoa, that just opened a whole new world. You know, when an angel comes to you in a dream and he talks to you like this, you better listen. And Joseph said, I listened, and that was just incredible to know that my Mary was still faithful to me, but she was going to be the mother of the Messiah, which meant I got to be the dad. That's kind of cool. Terrifying, but cool, right? So Joseph said, I got up the very next day, and I went and I found Mary, and I was so excited. I said, we're going to be married. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be fantastic. It seems redundant to marry Mary, but anyway, that's what you're going to do. That's a joke, people. Come on, give me something. Tough crowd. Pastor Bear's warning me about you guys. So anyway, they got married, and then Caesar Augustus spoke. Now, Mary spoke up here at this point. She said, yeah. She said, and here's the deal. She said, I was quite a long ways away on this. So when we heard we were supposed to travel to Joseph's hometown, Bethlehem, I'm thinking, oh, God, you got to plan this better, right? Surely you know this is going to come. And they said, well, this is what we got to do, so we got to do it. So they said, well, we got up on our donkey and we drove right on. When I say drove, rode is what I meant to say. Anyway, we ride on into Bethlehem, and it was a long journey. And I'm sitting here as this little boy, Sammy, and I'm sitting here thinking, my mom has been pregnant. I'm 7 1/2. I just had a new little sister. When my mom was pregnant, if she'd have had to travel, that Maccabee blood would be coming out. This would not be good. And Joseph said, he said, yeah, and once we got done traveling, we got all the way down there, and there wasn't a place for us to stay. And now I'm really thinking, oh, my stars. Because, like, my mom, when she was pregnant, I can remember being woke up at midnight. She'd be like, dear. And my dad, who's laying right next to her, yes, honey, the kids are asleep. Dear. Yes, honey, what do you want? I want some pickled fish. I need some pickled fish. Well, what do you want pickled fish for? I just want pickled fish and unleavened bread. It better be the good unleavened bread. I don't want leavened. It's got to be unleavened bread. And so here he goes. He's out barging on the neighbor's doors. I need some pickled fish. Somebody save my life. Pickled fish, please. Right? And that's how bad it was. And I'm sitting here thinking, what would my mom have been like if she had to look at this long trip? And then she gets there, and she's pregnant, and they get to the stable, and there's no place to stay but a barn, and then the baby comes. Whoo! My dad would have been a dead man. Wow. But Mary was so gracious. There she was, and she had a baby in a barn. A little baby. Baby boy Jesus. And then right after this birth, here come all these shepherds barging in and thinking, hey, we're here for the party. Right? Yeah, right. What kind of woman is this? But you know, it was the gift that she brought. And they told this story of the Messiah. They told the story of the baby Jesus come to be what? The Savior of the world. To take away the sins of the world. And we were so excited to hear this that we couldn't wait to go out and tell our neighbors, to tell our friends. And that's what we did. We went out and told everybody, said, look, the Messiah has been born. The Savior has come. He's come. He's come to take away the sins of the world. Now, we didn't celebrate Christmas like you celebrate Christmas. We didn't do the gift exchange like you do the gift exchange and all that different stuff. Christmas was different. But the book of John, chapter 3, talks about this idea of God, where God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. And it's Christmas Eve, and I know Pastor Bear's kids are real excited about opening up presents. Although his mom and their moms and dads seem to be giving them grief about not having any presents, they're just empty boxes, and they tease their kids, and it's cruel. Tell them it's cruel. It's not fun to do that to kids. I'm a kid. I know it's not funny, but they think it's funny. Anyway, gifts. God gave us a gift. Now, the thing with gifts is this. You have the receiver, right? The person who receives the gift, and then you have the person who gives the gift. And in my story, I got to hear from the angels how God gave a gift. And then we got to go out. And we got to tell others about this gift to see, would they receive the truth of that gift? And so really, the question's the same for you today, whether you were there when this happened or whether you are living now. God has given the gift to everybody. And what is that gift? That's salvation. That is the forgiveness of sin. So the question is, do you receive that gift? It's not hard. The Bible talks about that. And all you got to do is believe. Do you believe it's true? You know, Pastor Bear was telling me about these funny things called movies. I've never seen one of those. But there's one with this guy by the name of Tim Allen. Why would you have two first names? Tim Allen. I don't know. It's weird. But anyway, this one movie, he has this quote in this movie that they do like the Santa Claus, I think. And seeing isn't believing. Believing is seeing. I like that because you sit there and you think, well, I don't really believe the Bible is true. Well, that's okay, but you're never going to see the Bible is true until you first believe the Bible is true. And once you believe, then you begin to see. And as a little boy, a little 7.5-year-old boy, let me tell you, once you believe, then you begin to see. And the question that I have for you is, are you going to believe? Are you looking for the Messiah? Are you looking for this Christ child? Are you looking for the Savior of the world? Are you looking to have your sins taken away? Because, you know, I'm 7 and I'm smart enough to know that I'm not perfect. My mom reminds me of that too much, but she reminds me, and I know that I disobey my mama, I've lied to my mama, I push my brother and my sister, I'm not nice at school, all these different things I do. And I just did those as a kid. And I know that if you guys look back as a kid, you're no better than me. I know, right? And it's true. And so even as a kid, we came into this world broken. We all got sin. And this gift is there. And I'm here just like I was then to proclaim this good news to everybody. I'm here today to proclaim it to you that your sins as well can be taken. The question is, what are you going to do? I know the worship team is going to come up here and they're going to sing another song. And as they're singing this song, I just want you to think about that. Is today the day that, God, I believe. Today I believe. And I know Pastor Bear would really like to hear that if today you choose to. And it's okay if you don't. It's really up between you and God. I say it's okay. Someday it's not going to be okay. That's what the Bible promises. We all have a decision to make. But if you do make a decision, I know Pastor Bear or the person next to you, somebody would love to hear about that. So be sure to tell them. The worship team is going to come on up, and I got to go home. Thank you for letting me come today. I know to my fans who said they love me more than Pastor Bear, I love you guys too. And having met the guy, I don't blame you, all right? He's boring. Anyway, come on up, worship team. Thank you guys, and have a very Merry Christmas.